want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the French.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is coco frio. Each morning, I get a column delivered to my inbox titled A Word a Day. It is produced by a gentleman originally from India by the name of Anu Garg. I felt enriched on a recent morning to learn, as I do often from Mr. Garg's work, about the whys of the term dog days. A translation of Latin, dies caniculares, puppy days, from the Greek, conatus hemorrhai, dog days, so-called because Sirius, the dog star, rises and sets with the sun around this time of the year. By the way, the ancient Romans and Greeks considered this period unhealthy and unlucky. The star got its name from Greek Sirios, which translated means scorching. So, to combat scorching potential, our food for these dog days will be, don't worry, Fido is safe, we will be preparing the cooling coco frio. With coco frio, there is no real recipe. It is a technique, and it's a special one celebrated in our part of the world, and a few others. Actually, all others where coconuts can be found. Here's what you do. Flag down a dude with a machete. Oh, that might be a bit much. Okay, head over to a place like Palacio de los Jugos. There are a few of them in the 305. And if you are listening from further away, flag down Google and ask, don't we live in a wildly available world? But the setting is key. Coco frio is best enjoyed in a place that might have a thatched roof, a cement floor, some rudimentary tables with stools or benches, and lively music pouring forth from the speakers. A view of the beach would also be adding to the perfection. Coco frio, to the uninitiated, is cold coconut juice you suck out of a coconut that has been bobbing in some kind of tank filled with icy water to get it frio, the Spanish word for cold. Cold coconut water just does not sound as melodious to me. You? I didn't think so. I was doing a No Reservations TV show with Anthony Bourdain a few years ago. We landed someplace with a small airfield. Where Tony had us eventually going had none. We would be transported by a rusty metal boat to meet. We were hot and thirsty. A roadside stand loomed up as if by magic. There was a man there who knew how to wield the most important tool needed for getting to the magical elixir of coconut water within, the aforementioned machete. He peered over what seemed to be a penetrating column of cigar smoke that loomed around his dark face. With a thwack, he severed the crown of the coconut, and after a few minor trimming strokes, he handed a coco frio to my wife, Janet, and I. A flask of rum appeared. I almost felt the mystic force of Bourdain had arranged this. The machete man poured us each a hefty glug of the Caribbean potion. We drank, and it was good. Mr. Garg also lets us know this interesting unfolding development. Due to the precession, the gradual shift in the Earth's axis of rotation, the dog days have shifted since the time of the ancient Romans and Greeks. In about 10,000 years, the dog days will fall in winter. So, by then, I'll want something to warm our dog day bones. Maybe just the rum by then. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
She put the lime in the coconut, she drink a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut.